You're listening to SBS News.
June is a busy month at Marta, an Italian restaurant in Sydney, and owner Flavio Carnevali is busier than ever, wrapping up a very unusual financial year.
The most challenging thing this year was trying to find staff and reorganising the business around the pandemic and the restriction and how to adjust to everything. 12 months later, the financial part of it, you know, it's basically like a new business.
Founder of Numeric 8 Bookkeeping, Trudy Yip, is helping hundreds of business owners like Flavio at tax time and says this financial year is unlike any other.
Because of COVID, it's been an interesting year with the government throwing so many grants and benefits and changes to the tax law. It's probably the biggest moving feast we've had.
The Australian Taxation Office is dealing with 2.3 million owner-operators across the country, and Deputy Commissioner for Small Business Deborah Jenkins says the pandemic has affected them in different ways.
The small business economy is what I've termed the multi-speed economy. Some small businesses actually have seen no change through COVID. Their business has just continued as it has always done. Others, as we've experienced, have had to completely shut down. In the middle of COVID, it's quite a challenging time anyway for small businesses. So I think people are feeling a little anxious, a little fearful, and there are a few different things that small businesses need to think about this year.
Like most small business owners, Flavio Carnevali claimed government support to retain his staff.
Is JobKeeper taxable?
The ATO says, yes, it is.
If you've received JobKeeper, JobKeeper was assessable income, so you do need to make sure you pop that in your tax return.
And there are other new rules to consider.
What about super? Is changing?
The superannuation changes come into effect from 1 July, so just make sure you're actually paying your employees the correct amount of super. That's up to 10%.
For Flavio Carnevali, regulating cash flow was a major challenge over the past year. To keep his business afloat during quiet times, Flavio started an on-site bakery, and he now gets up at 3 a.m. on weekends to make pastries, bread and other sweet treats.
The bakery was the own stimulus to make the business viable and give us that lift that we needed to get through COVID. Without a bakery, I don't know if we could be here today.
That's a familiar story for the ATO's Deborah Jenkins.
Small business owners have had to really think about their cash flow this year more than they've ever had to before. So the stop-start nature of the economy has meant they've really had to think about, have I got enough money to pay my taxes?
Flavio spent $30,000 on new equipment for the bakery and is now unsure about claiming the costs through the instant asset write-off. The ATO's Deborah Jenkins explains.
It isn't that you get the money back immediately for exactly the amount that you've paid. It's a deduction.
The founder of All That Counts, Lilette Kalija, says the instant asset write-off is a good incentive for profitable business owners, but urged caution.
If your business is making a profit, now is the time to think about reinvesting some of your money into a piece of equipment. Now, that piece of equipment can potentially help you create additional revenue. So think about what you buy. Now, a lot of people think about going out there and buying flashy cars. But do you really need that? And also, does your cash flow allow you? So don't just go chase the tax deductions without thinking about your business cash flow sustainability.
Almost half of Australia's small business owners have English as a second language, according to the ATO.
And so we're very conscious that we need to help those migrant businesses thrive and survive. Very, very important part of Australia's economy. So what we've done is translated a lot of our content on our websites into other languages. So many of them are translated. We've got over 20 languages.
With the pressure on in coming weeks, here are three key points to consider.
So my top tips this tax time are make sure you get advice from a trusted professional, keep an eye on your cash flow, and thirdly, keep good digital records, and they must be in English or easily translatable.
And check the ATO website for more information. That's ato.gov.au. Alan Lee, SBS News.